Your body is constantly telling the truth, even when your words aren't. Drawing from 25 years as an FBI counterintelligence agent, Joe Navarro reveals that nonverbal communication comprises over 60% of our interactions. While most body language books offer simplistic tells for catching liars, Navarro takes us deeper into understanding how our bodies unconsciously broadcast our true thoughts and feelings through evolutionarily hardwired responses. These insights aren't just theoretical. They're battle-tested in high-stakes FBI investigations where missing a subtle gesture could mean life or death. What makes this knowledge so powerful is that once you learn to see these signals, you'll wonder how you ever miss them. The silent conversations happening all around us become suddenly visible, like discovering a secret language that's been spoken in your presence all along. Our bodies communicate through an ancient system that predates spoken language by millions of years. This communication originates in the limbic brain, our emotional center that operates below conscious awareness. Unlike our thinking brain, neocortex, which can fabricate stories, the limbic system reacts instantaneously and truthfully to our environment. This explains why when someone says they're comfortable while their body shows tension, you should trust what the body says. It's speaking directly from the limbic brain, which cannot lie. The limbic system's primary directive is survival, which it accomplishes through three distinct responses: freeze, becoming motionless to avoid detection; flight, creating distance from threats; and fight, preparing for confrontation. After these responses, we engage in pacifying behaviors, neck touching, face rubbing, leg cleansing, to calm ourselves down. Recognizing these self-soothing actions provides remarkable insight into someone's emotional state, revealing precisely what topics cause them distress. Think about the last time you saw someone suddenly start stroking their neck during a conversation. What uncomfortable topic had just been raised? Want to know what someone is really thinking? Start by looking at their feet. While most people observe body language from top to bottom, FBI agents work in reverse, beginning with the feet and legs. This counterintuitive approach works because our feet are the most honest parts of our body, furthest from our conscious awareness and control. From childhood, we're taught to control our facial expressions. Don't make that face! Essentially training us to lie with our faces. Meanwhile, few pay attention to their feet, which honestly reveal nervousness, stress, happiness, and confidence. Happy feet wiggle and bounce with joy. When feet suddenly shift direction, they signal genuine interest or disinterest. The knee clasp, placing both hands on knees while seated, signals someone wants to leave. Leg crossing accurately reveals comfort levels. This position significantly reduces balance and escapability, so our limbic brain only permits it when we feel safe. Two colleagues with crossed legs signal mutual comfort through mirroring. The foot freeze, when someone who constantly wiggles their feet suddenly stops, signals stress or feeling threatened. This often occurs when a question is asked that might lead to revealing information the person wants to conceal. Our torso houses vital organs, making it a priority for limbic protection when threatened. The brain guards these areas instinctively, revealing our true comfort level and intentions. When near someone disliked, we lean or blade away, turn slightly. Since the torso carries significant weight, these movements require energy, making them reliable indicators of our feelings. Even museum visitors physically turn from disturbing exhibits. Our ventral, front side, contains vulnerable areas like eyes, chest, and genitals. Ventral denial occurs when we shift away from what we dislike, while ventral fronting happens when we expose our vulnerable side to those we trust. When leaning away isn't possible, we use arms or objects as barriers. Businessmen button jackets when uncomfortable, women cross arms over their stomachs when insecure, and students shield themselves with notebooks in unfamiliar situations. Our arms evolved beyond basic functions like carrying and defense to become powerful emotional communicators. Their movements often reveal our true feelings more accurately than facial expressions. Arm movements directly reflect emotional states. When happy, we gesture freely and wave without restraint, even raising arms skyward in excitement. In contrast, negative emotions manifest physically. Arms and shoulders drop with bad news, creating that familiar sinking feeling. When threatened or upset, we instinctively pull our arms close to our body or cross them protectively. This self-restraining behavior serves both as protection and de-escalation during confrontations. Arms also establish territory and status. From claiming armrests to spreading materials across conference tables, arm positions communicate power. The arms akimbo pose, hands on hips, thumbs back, and the hooding effect, leaning back with hands behind head, are classic dominance displays frequently seen in organizational hierarchies. Our hands are uniquely expressive appendages that our brains are hardwired to monitor. People instinctively distrust those whose hands they cannot see. The brain relies on hands as a crucial part of communication. A handshake creates the first physical connection between people, while finger pointing is universally considered offensive. During stress, limbic brain arousal causes involuntary hand trembling. Steepling, touching spread fingertips together, signals high confidence, while hand wringing indicates stress or insecurity. Our faces can produce over 10,000 expressions, though they don't always reflect true feelings. While we learn to control facial expressions from childhood, our eyes provide more reliable information due to limited conscious control. Pupils dilate with pleasure and constrict with displeasure. Eye blocking, whether closing eyelids or covering eyes, is a limbic response to censor negative information. Increased blink rates signal nervousness. We display two types of smiles: genuine ones engaging both mouth and eye muscles, and artificial ones using only mouth muscles. Under stress, our lips compress and disappear, a limbic response to serious situations. Detecting deception is extraordinarily difficult. Despite popular beliefs, most people, including professionals, perform no better than chance at identifying lies. There is no single telltale behavior that indicates deception. We all become skilled liars through lifelong practice, from childhood to adult social niceties. Rather than searching for lies, observe comfort levels. Truthful people typically appear more comfortable than those hiding information. Watch for synchrony between verbal and nonverbal cues. Genuine responses show immediate alignment between words and body language. Natural conversations include instinctive gestures emphasizing emotional points, while deceptive speech often lacks appropriate physical emphasis. This knowledge transforms daily interactions. You'll notice subtle cues: a colleague's foot shift signaling desire to leave, a friend's compressed lips showing discomfort, or a child's restricted movements suggesting concern. You'll become more attuned to others' needs and more effective in your communications. The body's silent language has always been present. Now you can understand what everybody is saying, including your own. This universal language allows you to both read others and express yourself more authentically. In a world of words, the most profound truths often emerge without speech.